Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you this morning for this other opportunity to hear your word within this very short space of time that we have before we go into the other aspect of the service. We ask that you speak to us in a way that we understand and also go ahead to obey your word in order for us to benefit from it. We are moving ahead into your word. We ask that your Holy Spirit will guide us even as we move. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. For we pray in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can sit down. I thank God that today is the last day we're having service here with the outgoing escorts. Today is the last day that they are handling this place as what? As escorts. So after today, then a new set of executives, before the end of this service, a new set of executives would have been brought up. We say God bless you in Jesus' name. I thank God for this set of escorts that are just going to hand over today. Of course, by the grace of God, although I'm not always here worshiping with you, I can, by the grace of God, bear witness that you've tried, and you did well to a great extent. The Lord will reward you in Jesus' name. The Lord will reward you in Jesus' name. I kept on telling the president privately that this set is good. They are doing well. You are doing well. There was a set like that. I will never forget that it was so serious. It was tough. I was coming here for case to settle this, settle that. At the end of the day, sir, we have to make some changes. There was a set some years ago. I think that one was about, it's up to 10, between 10 to 15 years ago. We have to even remove the person. Remove the person, bring the other person. I mean the president. All of that. But in the case of this escort, I don't think anyone, there's the need for anyone to be changed from any office. I say God will continue to be with you in Jesus' name. Keep in that spirit. I saw cooperation. I saw unity among you. And I pray that that unity and humility will continue among you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. There are some people that I really enjoyed most. And some of them, I told them, one-on-one. Understand? But that does not mean that I don't appreciate anybody, any other person. Every other person is highly appreciated. Hallelujah. Our mama, let me say this one publicly. I appreciate you. I appreciate you very well. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah. You did very well. Am I lying, sisters? They said, no, sir. Yes. Wonderful. The Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will be with you. In Jesus' name. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I said, every other escort is highly appreciated. you did very well. Those that I talk to privately, they know themselves. But every other person did very, very, very well. Very well. To God be the glory. I will speak few minutes here. I will not take long this morning. I will speak on what I'm asked to talk, and then we'll go over into this thing. I'm not doing teaching today. I will just speak very briefly. I assure you that I will be very brief this morning. Let's take this song, which was sung by the choir when they were about leaving. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweet death ring, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the soul, rock I stand, all Lord around is sinking sand. Again, oh, Christ the soul, in all Christ's name, oh, Lord, the ground is sinking sound. Oh, Lord, the ground is sinking sound. One more time. Oh, Christ the soul, solid rock, Jesus, we have come and we want to feed from your word. Holy Spirit, take charge, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Sit down. Revelation 22 verse 12 is where I was asked to speak from. Read it for us if you have seen it. Revelation 22 verse 12. And behold, yes. Amen. This morning. We are talking about the reward of a servant. The servant's reward. Everyone who is serving does not serve just for the sake of serving, even if he does not think about reward and is just serving for the purpose of being faithful to serve. The one that employed him to serve will definitely still reward him. Praise the Lord. Did you hear me? In whatever capacity you are called to serve, even if you are serving with no thought, you are not even thinking of the reward. You want to serve just because you feel that I love God and let me serve God. And that is the kind of service that God is looking for. there are people serving God, watching to see what God will do to them, will do for them now. And there are people who are even serving God. They are not even too much looking for what they will get even in heaven. They are not too much saying to God, I'm doing this now, as I'm doing it now, make sure you keep it for me in heaven. They are not even looking it that way. They are only serving God because they love God. They are only serving God because they are looking at God as their master. Let me serve my master. But I'm saying this, that even when you are serving God in that way, without thinking of what you are going to receive from God, God himself still does what? Still keeps your reward for you. And I want to say to you this morning, whether you like it or not, if you are serving God in his way, if you are serving him according to his approved way, you will never lose your reward. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I want you to take note of this. There are many who are in the church today because of what they stand to get from God. But I pray for you, both those escorts that are going and those that are coming in and other members of this fellowship, don't serve God just because of what you stand to gain from God. Serve him because you love him. Service that is done in love, in the love of God, it is a service that is done without reservation. It is done like a foolish person. No one who serves God faithfully and in the love of God that does not serve him like a foolish person. Let me say to you this morning, are you here and you want to receive the reward of what you are going to do for God here and beyond? Serve God foolishly, as if you don't know what you are doing. And now let me say this to you, that the writer, the Bible, the writer of Revelation says something. He said, behold, I come when quickly. Let me still announce to us this morning that the one that you are working for is coming quickly. If there is nothing that you will, that will grip your mind, that will cause fear to come into your mind, if there is nothing that will make you to be afraid in your place of serving God, let this one be your fear, that the person you are serving is coming soon. Whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, Jesus is coming soon. Of course, the happenings all around us, they are clear indicators that the King is coming soon. If you watch out very carefully, you will discover that everywhere looks as if the world is already coming to a close because of the kind of things happening. As if the devil has taken over the world. Crisis everywhere. Look at last year, the pandemic. The whole world was held to ransom just because a small organism decided to multiply itself. And everywhere was under lock. Nobody, you can't go out. You cannot sit down and be up to 100 people together in a place which is 100 sitting capacity hall. Why? Because there is an organism that took over. And the king said, when he's about to come, there will be pestilence. And just for him to show the world that he is on his way coming, that very soon you'll be coming, he released that small thing. And a small organism held every man, no matter the position, no matter your strength, it held everybody to ransom. That is just a little of the finger of the king that is coming. And the Bible says, he said, I am coming soon. Behold, I am coming soon. So I want your mind not to go too far. That the one that you are working for, whom you are not seeing physically, is coming, and he is coming very soon. Of course, this is the kind of talk that many people don't want to hear. Of course, we want to hear that we are going to get breakthrough. Breakthrough is our portion as children of God. But that breakthrough should not shield our mind from the fact that the king is coming soon. That whatever you are doing, in whichever capacity you are doing, even in your service for him, no matter how you are serving him, serve him with this mindset that this man I'm serving is coming soon. And remember the parable that he gave. He said that there was a king, a man that prepared a banquet for his son, and then he brought so many people in. And when the man came to check the place, to see the people that were jubilating in the banquet, just like we see people jubilating inside church, now see, he just looked and sighted a man without the wedding garment. What did he do to the man? Say, friend, how did you come here? He didn't even ask him, who brought him here? Who brought you here? No. How come that you are able to come here? And I tell you, there are people that came into the church based on just one thing that God did to them, not because they have come in with the garment of the church. That's another story to talk about later on because of our time. But the Bible says from here, they caught that man, took him away out of the place of the banquet. I pray for you that you will not be rejoicing in the Lord, rejoicing from church, and leave church and leave hell. He was praising God in the church. He was attending fellowship in the church. In fact, God granted him breakthrough because a man of God prayed for his breakthrough. From breakthrough to hell. Listen, breakthrough, some testimonies, even the healing that God is doing to some people inside church, they are not indicators really that they will make heaven. There are some that God has visited in some ways, but because their lives are not in conformity with what? With the garment of the kingdom, they will give testimonies of the great things God has done to them. At the end, they will still go to hell. That shall not be your portion in Jesus' name. The Bible says here, very carefully, that, behold, I'm coming soon. And why am I coming? Say, to give to every every man according as his work shall be. You are going to ask yourself a question this week. I am working for God. But the question is this: how is my work? The past earth, the outgoing echoes, you have served, but God is asking you this morning, how is your work? The incoming people, you are going to serve God, you are going to walk in this fellowship. You are going to take note, you are going to have this thing as a caution. But as I'm doing this, how is my work? And listen carefully. He said, as his work shall do what? Shall be. Let me show you this thing. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12. That's why I'm concluding. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12. 1 Corinthians 3 12. Yeah. Thank you. Now listen. Listen. The work you are doing now, and the work you are still going to do in the service of the kingdom, in the house of God, the Bible says, for now, it is difficult for us to know how it is. You don't understand. Let me tell you this. Whatever any man is doing now for God, it is difficult in so many occasions for us to know the reality of that work. Now listen. Increase that comes into the work we are doing is not necessarily an indication of how that work appears in the sight of God. Hello, are we together? Yes. It's not the final yardstick to show how God rates that work. At times that miracles are happening in a church and certain things are going on may not really be the necessary criteria to determine the way God sees the work. I pray God will open our eyes to understand what I'm talking about here in Jesus. If we talk about miracles today, there are many places you go, you will see miracles. And of course, you will discover, checking, looking at everything, they are genuine. They look genuine. They are genuine. And God is even the one involved. But the truth of the matter is this. The day that God, the Lord, will appear is the very day that work will be revealed. Now listen, if your work has been known, if your work has been revealed, Paul will not say it will be revealed. They didn't hear me very well. Am I confusing you? if your work has already been judged and approved already, yes, you can be working a work that is being approved of God. Now, that for us to finally see that this work was approved to the end of the age, to the end, to the point of you receiving your reward, there is a day, the Bible says, it is on that day that the whole thing with the work will be revealed. So, whatever you are doing for God, whatever I'm doing for God, of course, God can even approve it. But the day it will show very well to everybody that this thing is approved of God is still there. That day is still waiting. I pray for you that the work you are doing for God will not fail the test of the day of manifestation. He said, every man's work shall be what? Shall be made manifest. No matter the effort you are putting, the way you are doing it, say, there is a day that work, it will appear to people, the kind of work you were doing. That is the fear in serving God. And that is where we are going to pray this morning. Apostle Paul said, it is on that day that every man's work shall be made manifest. Manifest. That people will see the kind of thing you were really doing. And I want to say to you, your work can never be revealed as acceptable if your life is never acceptable in the presence of God. Acceptability of your work is first of all dependent on your acceptability of your life. As you are serving God, what is the nature of your life? It is a life in you that puts life in your work. Your life, your work is dead if your life is dead. A dead man has no living work. A dead man has no live work. Every work that is a lively work is worked by a living man. You can't be dead in the spirit and be walking in the spirit. A dead man has nothing to produce than to produce dead work. I pray for you, as you are going to continue to serve God, may you not serve God as a dead man. A dead man cannot produce a living work. And it is a living work that will survive the day of manifestation. How can you be living in lying, cheating and all of that, and you are still saying you are serving God? You are wasting your time. The work you are doing with a dead life is a dead work. I pray for you, the day of manifestation will not show your work as a dead work. It says that day every man's work will be revealed. How will it be revealed? They say there is fire. It will pass through fire. Anyone that burns is never your portion. You can't take it. So what is that thing? As you are serving God, with what motive are you serving Him? What is that thing that is inside your heart? As you are serving God, with what motive? What is the motive that puts you in motion for God? This morning is not a message for you to be excited. But the question is this. Yes, your work will be tested. What is the motive behind your move for God? God is going to test every man's work. He said, some works, people are working under that place in the foundation, on top of the foundation, they are putting on gold. Some are using silver. Some are using precious stones. Some are using wood. some of them are using what? Earth and all those perishable things. Say when fire comes, anyone that is consumed by fire, what happens? The laborer has labor in vain. Even if at all you will get life, you'll be saved as a man saved from fire. Have you seen a man that is saved from fire before? Have you seen a man who fire came and the fire caught him and suddenly and came somewhere and somehow like by mistake push him out of the fire? Let me ask you, what has happened to the cross of that man? I have seen somebody in my village in those days, a mechanic. It's like he repaired somebody's machine, and he was testing it from one village to the next one, to our village, which was the next village. And as he was riding the machine, suddenly we had somebody who was struggling, and some people's attention were driven, and we saw people running. I think we just saw people and we followed. What is going on here? We saw the man trying to quench the fire that came up on the machine. Suddenly, even his clutch caught fire. And before you know it, this man became naked because fire came on him. That day, it was very serious. This man, thank God, somehow, I don't know how God arranged it. His mother went to market, and the mother was coming in a vehicle, in a commercial vehicle, and suddenly the mother saw him and came down. He was the one that took him up and went away with him. Like that, naked like that. I think they provided him with temporary kind of money. What am I talking about? This was a man that was caught up by fire, naked. Have you seen a man going about naked on the road before? If you see a man naked on the road, how do you call the man? Does he have a house? They say, you are saved as somebody saved from the fire. Even if you have everlasting life, you'll be roaming about in heaven. Your house, which you say you have built for God, is burnt down. Your cloth, which you think that you sold for God in church, they are burnt down. You are walking in heaven with what? Nakedness. God bless you, my brother. Why are you going back? Come now, come. I didn't even intend to speak up to this length. Thank you for reminding me. What am I trying to say this morning? You walk. Now listen to this. That it is going to be very horrible in heaven. That some people may be saved in heaven, but they'll be walking the streets of heaven like madmen. They will, from that point, that one, there is nothing like you upgrade yourself. Whatever you see from that very day of reward is your permanent what? State. Nothing changes it. From eternity to eternity, you'll be walking as if you never worked for God on the earth. Let me ask you, if you are doing sacrifice for God now, on the last day, you don't see anything that is given to you as a reward of all that you are doing here, excuse me, what will happen to you? How will you feel? May you not labor here, and at the end of the day, heaven say you have nothing to receive. Quickly write it down if you want to write. What are those things that will make you to be rewardable? Number one, walk in righteousness. Walk in what? in righteousness. I will not be going to the scriptures. Number two, walk in faithfulness. Walk in what? In faithfulness. Number three, walk sacrificially. Do the work how? Sacrificially. How many have I mentioned now? Number one to what? Number four, walk in the love of God. Don't walk before because people. Do you know that there are some of you here? You were serious in that place where they put you as a post because you are the one that they put there to head that place. If not, you wouldn't have done the work the way you have done it. But that is not the kind of service God is looking for. Long enough, you know that this is what God wants me to do. Do it. Whether you are the one on top or you are the one at the bottom, at the end of the day, don't be surprised. You will receive your reward over there. Let me tell you the story of this woman and then we'll pray. Be ready to pray. The day of manifestation is going to surprise many people. You will not be surprised negatively in Jesus' name. You will not be surprised negatively in Jesus' name. There was this woman. I don't know whether you have heard about her before. An elderly woman, poor in the church. And there was this man of God. Powerful man of God. Have you heard about it before? Powerful and great man of God. Who was making waves in the church. Whenever he mounts the pulpit, fire, things begin to happen. And suddenly something happened. And that woman was sent away from the church. The woman left the church. And as the woman left the church, God now decided to visit the man of God. How did he do it? He appeared to him. He appeared in a place and he saw himself that rewards were being given to people. As they were giving reward, they were giving reward, they were giving reward, they came and met him. And he saw rewards, two rewards like this. One was big. The other one was small. He said, okay. His mind was like, this one, the big one is my own. And when the angel of reward was going to give her the reward, the angel brought that small one and said to him, this is your reward. He said, no. How can this be my reward? He said, no. This should be my own. It's like we're telling the angel, it's like you're making mistake. The angel said, no mistake here. And I want to tell you, heaven doesn't make mistakes. Whatever you are doing for God, God will never make mistake over your life. Say, this is your reward. Say, why? Who is the owner of this? Thereafter, immediately, by the mercy of God, God opened his eyes, and that woman, old woman, was brought in front of that. This is the owner of this thing. Say, why? So wait and see. Wait, watch and see the reason for this. Told him, look, do you know that all those things you said, you thought that you were doing in the church, that when you come out and you preach, fire everywhere, miracles happen. Do you think that it was your work? It was not you doing it. This was the woman that was always taking you to the throne of grace. Every moment you appear to preach, because of the prayer of this man, woman, for you, That is why you were performing on the stage, not because of me. For that reason, this thing that you are talking about, it belongs to this woman. The man cried. Say, what? So all this that I've been doing, the one who was responsible is this woman that was even sent away from the church because he doesn't have money. He didn't care about it, about her. Say, that is the one that made you what you were. I pray for you that some of you who may not be given any post in this fellowship, do you know that you can receive higher reward than even the president of the fellowship? That don't wait until you become the president, the fellowship president, the fellowship this, the mama, the papa, the dad, the press secretary. I want to tell you, you can make the man standing here to be the man and receive the reward of that person, even though nobody knows you. That's why I'm concluding with you this morning, that the day of reward is going to show many people many things, because there are secret generals that are making public generals. You have given me paper, but how I wish I can stress a bit on this matter by going to the Bible. But don't worry, another time may tell. There are generals very quiet. Some of them are even old men and women. Some of them are even mothers that are not known, that their children are creating ways, making ways here and there, but they are there on their knees. Father, my son, I pray for you. Some of you that are going to marry after this place, even if people don't know you, those people that are going to give birth to, men will know them because of your knees. There are some of you, you want to be great, you want to be that, you want to be this, you want to be that. Start by raising somebody. Yes. Those of you that are living, how do you cooperate with those that were here holding offices here? How did you cooperate with them? How did you pray for them? If there's some people in the fellowship, they'll be criticizing, say, they said he's the best. Let's watch and see. You are a foolish person. Instead of you for using that opportunity to raise them up, you are killing the fellowship. You are evil. I pray for you this morning that we will not only look at those people that are going to be selected here as our escorts, we will become escorts at the background. Listen, apart from this public escort, I want to tell you, even if you are not going to be selected as an escort, you can choose to be an escort. We are in the secret. And I want to tell you, secret escorts are more powerful than public escorts. So don't think that whoever is given any post today is better than you. No! You can choose to be better by raising him up. We are in the secret place. And I want to tell you, anything you do in the secret place, the public will show later on. The day of revelation will surprise us. Stand up and let us pray. Stand up and let's pray. Raise up your hand like this. Say, oh Father. Oh Father. Father. May I walk with the consciousness of your soon return. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray in the name of Jesus. May I walk in the consciousness of your soon return. Of your soon return. Of your quick return. Father, we not walk without that consciousness of your soon return. Father, we pray you will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help us. Lord, we pray that you will help us. Help us, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Second prayer point. You are going to pray and ask God. Oh God, help me not to be great only in the public, but also to be great in the secret. That even when you are not selected to lead the fellowship in the public, that you can choose to be greater than them, even in the privacy. Pray in the name of Jesus. grace, to be great in the privacy, to pick up, to raise up the fellowship in the privacy. Grant me that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant me that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, your life can never be dead while your walk is alive. It is a living life that can produce a living walk. If you discover you are not sure of your salvation, or you are not born again, right from where you are, you can raise your hand and say, God, have mercy on me, so that my work for you will not be a dead and a failure, a dead one and a failure. If you have raised up your hand like that, I will pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ. All our eyes closed, and then we'll pray this prayer. If there's anyone that is raising up his hand, raise it. I will pray for you in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Let us pray. God bless you for the hand. And close your eyes and let's pray. Close your hands and let's pray. Raise up your hand very well and stand there. I will pray for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Are we hearing? Are you listening to me? Now, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray this morning for your children. Those ones that have raised up their hands concerning an abandonment of their lives. Whatever is failing, whatever is not correct in their lives. In whichever area, is it sin that has damaged their lives? We ask of your mercy, forgive them in Jesus' name. And this moment, oh God, we pray, power to live right for you, so that their words for you will not suffer destruction at the day of revelation. Grant them in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch them with the grace for repentance and to live righteously henceforth. Is there any way, maybe they are backsliding or they are not meeting up with your standard of salvation? Oh God, let the power in the blood of Jesus take over. Holy Spirit, help them and give them grace to live righteous lives and to walk in such a way that they can be rewarded in heaven in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. For the escorts that will be selected today, we pray you are going to grant them the grace to perform in Jesus' name. And we pray for those who may not be selected, grace to walk together with these ones and to make them succeed in the work that you have given to them. Grant them in Jesus' name. Thank you for answering our prayers, for we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you. Sit down, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many of you have been blessed this morning by his word? Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we have heard the word of God. We are going to move forward. Now, I want to ask the outgoing escorts right now to come out of this place.